Okay, let's begin. Kum lan ablat gemara. We are up to Dav Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of the Nyanim of the Seder. We talked about if you didn't have any vegetables for karpas, if you can use morer. We went through the subject of mitzvahs require kavana or not. Okay, so now we are up to the gemara Dav Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. And it begins, Omer li Rav Mesharsha. That's about 8 lines on the top of the page. So Mesharsha said, "Berei Rav Nosson, the son of Nosson, Hochi Omar Hillel." This is what Hillel said. This Hillel was a Rav Hillel. This is not a town Hillel. This is an Amora. Mashmei the Gemara, what he heard from his teachers. Loi nichrech inish. That today, regardless of what we did in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, whether we made a sandwich kerech, whether we didn't make a sandwich kerech, today we do not make a sandwich of matzah amor b'hadei adadi. We don't make a sandwich tray of matzah and mur, the nechel, and eat it as if that's your prime mitzvah. Mishum the sevirlan, and the reason is very simple. Even according to Hillel, who in the times of the Beis Hamikdash used to make a sandwich, nevertheless, he holds matzah bisman hazed deraisa. Today, matzah is still from the Torah, even though we don't have the current Pesach, and matzah was an ancillary to the current Pesach, but there's another pasuk in Parshas Boy where it says, be'edav teichu matzahs, a separate mitzvah, you have to eat matzahs. So it's Mahatayra today. But Morer is only the Rabbanan, because Morer is part of the Korban Pesach, but we don't have a Korban Pesach. So only the Rabbanan said, eat Morer. And the problem is going to be, if you make a sandwich, because Morer is a lesser degree of Chiyuv, it's only the Rabbanan, from the Torah perspective, there's no mitzvah. So it cancels out, it removes the taste, and it takes away the mitzvah of the matzah. But Osi Morer, the Rabbanan, umevatel the matzah of the rice, and it cancels the mitzvah of the rice of the matzah. So you can't have a sandwich. And afilu lemanam, and even according to the opinion that says that mitzvahs ain't mevat lezuzu, that's Hillel who says in the times of the Beis Hamikdash they would make a sandwich between the matzah and the mor. Hani milu deraisa of deraisa, there they were both on par. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to eat matzahs and a mitzvah in the Torah to eat mor. Oy, rabbanan, rabbanan, if you have two equal obligations, rabbanan. Avo de araisa vid the rabbanan, to combine a Torah and the rabbanan, that you can't do. Osi the rabbanon umavat v'le deraisa, and we'll cancel the Torah. That means even according to Hillel, who believes he has to make a sandwich, agrees that today we need to eat matzah separately because we have to matzah's mahatayra and morer is already the rabbanon, and it cancels it out. There is a big machlekes rishonim when Hillel made a sandwich. What exactly his sandwich was? Because according to the Rambam, the sandwich was merely matzah and morer. There was no korban pesach on it. According to the others, there was pesach and matzah and morer, all the sandwich. Now, whether the matzahs were around the morer and the morer was between, or whether the Pesach actually surrounded them both, not the way we make the sandwich today, is also a matter of discussion. So now we'll talk a little bit about that. About Hillel, what's this thing of Hillel? Man Tanis, and now the morer is going to labor this point. Who exactly are you referring to when you said there is an opinion that says they don't cancel each other out? The Shamad led that you said, mitzvahs eim evatel zuzu, mitzvahs do not cancel each other out. Says Yimod Hillel, that's the Tana Hillel. The Tanya we learned in Ebraisa. Omru olav al Hillel, they said about Hillel. So you korchem bevasachas, that he would wrap them up together, but oichon and eat them. Shenemar, it says, al matzes umeroidim yechlu, that you should eat the korm pesach together with matzah and mar. So you eat them all together as a sandwich. When Kuf says Vav Amralov, about 13 lines in the bottom. So Hillel says that the way you eat matzah and mara is by making a sandwich, and so therefore they don't cancel each other out. But why? Because they're all on par. But even Hillel will be made that today, you cannot eat just a sandwich, you have to do what we do, you have to have matzah first. Rabbi Yechon comes along, Rabbi Yechon, and he says, Chilkin Olav Chaveda Vahil. I want you to know that the rabbis don't agree with Hillel. There's a big machlekes. Rishonim how to learn pshat in the Gemara here, we'll see. And the machlokes is when Rabbi Yechon is saying that they're arguing with Hillel, and as we'll see the Gemara plays out, there's different ways of learning pshat in the Gemara. Is he saying that they don't agree with the sandwich at all? The only way to fulfill your mitzvah is by having matzah on its own and mara on its own? Or the Rabbanan is saying you can do either one, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a sandwich, but if you do, it's also good enough because they also agree that mitzvahs do not cancel each other out, and therefore you can have them together. Sounds like from Rabbi Yechonon, we'll learn the pshat the way, one way. Rabbi Yechonon holds that the cholkin, they argue that what? You cannot have sandwich at all. You must have them separate. The Tanya will in the Brisa Yochli Kochavazach. We thought you could make a sandwich. Roichli Dashi Loichli. And either way, he laid the Talmud limits and the pasuk al matzis umeroidim. It says over there that you should eat the Korban Pesach. Right, you should make Korban Pesach in the afternoon, and then al matzis umeroidim yichlu. You should eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and mor. Yichlu who? You should eat them. It sounds like each one separately. Afilu zeh bifnei atzmei vezeh bifnei atzmei. Not a sandwich, but you each one separately. The problem with the opinion, which is most, that says that you have all three together, which is you have the Pesach, the Matzah, and Mori, make one sandwich out of the whole lot, is that that means, and you have to have a kazayis of each one, that means you have to be able to stuff in your mouth three kazayisim at a time, when we know that you cannot have more than a beya in your mouth at a time, and a beya is two kazayisim. How in the world can you have three, a kazayis and Mori, a kazayis and Matzah, a kazayis and Pesach, all three of them in your mouth at the same time? And so that's why the Rambam, they say the Rambam holds that it was only Matzah and Mori. Others disagree, and they say, when can't you have more than an egg in your mouth at a time? When it's a complete item. But when you grind it up, you can have even three kazayisim in your mouth as well. Now, this that we say that you have to have mora kazayis is not so simple. The rush over here in the back of the Gemara says the reason why you have to have a kazayis by mora is because the brach is al achilas mora. So everybody talks about this rush. That means the rush saying essentially you don't need a kazayis. The only reason why you need a kazayis is because they fit in with the syntax of the bracha. So Shagas Aryeh chapter Tshuva Kuf. It's a long Tshuva on this Rosh. He makes a big deal out of it. Fascinating Shagas Aryeh. All the questions that he asks. But the bottom line is, if you learn that the only reason why you need a kazayis by Marer is because the bracha, then when it comes to the sandwich, Kerech, that we do today, and we don't make another bracha, the Shagas Aryeh says, according to the Rosh, you don't need a kazayis. You can have a half a kazayis. Why? You don't need a kazayis by Marer. Because less than the kazayis, also you feel the bitterness. And therefore, the only reason is because of the bracha. The obvious question is, then why did Rabbanan create a bracha to force them to eat a kazayis when essentially you don't have to eat a kazayis? Anyway, there's all kinds of questions and everybody discusses it and everybody goes to town. Big arichas. But it seems from here they all learn that the maror, if you ate the maror and the matzah and the pesach together as a sandwich, you made a bracha for each one. But that was how you ate the maror. And you need a kazayis. How can you have three kazayisim? Anyway, so the way we learn here, the braisa seems to say is that you didn't have a sandwich. So this is Rabbi Yechiel saying. Says the Gemara, Masko Rav Asher, the question, so, Maya feel, if the Rabbanon, the way you understood that what the Rabbanon hold, you cannot have a sandwich. Look at the wording in the Braisa. The Braisa says that that you can even have them separately. Even having separately sounds like having them together is all right. But you can even have them separately. Rabbi Rabbanon hold, you could have a sandwich. Elam Rav Asher. Rav Asher says, Haitana Hachiktani. The Braisa learns this way. Yochel, I would have thought, Lo yeh yotze b'dechavosi, Elin ken kochavazach. I would have thought that you have to do the Hillel method, which is a sandwich. Oichlin kederesh Hillel, Oichlin, you have to eat it his way. Tamaloymer, al matzah zim remerchu, afil zev nazev ne'atzmai. So Rav Asher learns that this Braisa does not argue with Hillel completely. They're only arguing in the point that it's not limited to a sandwich. But if you want a sandwich, of course you can have a sandwich. I'm teaching you that you can have it separately. Now the question is, Rabbi Yechiel himself, is he saying that Rabban Hold you're not allowed to have a sandwich? Or is Rabbi Yechiel actually meant all along what Rav Asher is saying? They're not arguing about that's exactly what Rabbi Yechiel meant, that they're arguing you don't have to have a sandwich. Now, yeah.
Is the din of the Al-Matzah Shemroim Yechlu a din in the applying Yechlu who means the Korban Pesach has to be like this, or that Matzah also has to be?
That's the Machlekes. That's the Machlekes. That's the
Machlekes.
That's a separate mitzvah. Everyone has the Chaim Briskish, whole shit, and Bob Briskish, two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, that's why you have one mitzvah. Why is matzah mazeh ha-teira? Because it's a separate mitzvah, better teichel matzahs. That's why it's ma-teira. But it's part of Korban Pesach. In fact, it's part of the argument whether you have to sit be-haseba by Kairach or not. The matzah we're eating then by Kairach, is it, if it's part of the Pesach, does it also need a seber? Only the matzah, better teichel matzahs need a seber. So therefore, the murrer doesn't need a seber, you don't have to have it. But if it's all part of the Pesach, I need a Seber, then when you have the sandwich, you have to sit behind Seber. That's all part of the discussion of all Achareinim. So now, we don't know who that loch is like. So this is what we do. Mevorech al achilas matzah. First you make a bracha on the matzah, because we said matzah today is Bezman Hazel, we'll have the Kuvchaf is Mahatayra, and tomorrow is only the Rabbanon, so if you had them together, if you had the sandwich, everyone agrees, even Hillel, the Rabbanon would cancel the matzah. So everyone already have matzah first. Now, why don't you make the sandwich now? Now that you've eaten your matzah, it's no longer mahatayda. Make your sandwich now. The problem is, once you've eaten your matzah and you ate some mahatayda, you no longer have a mitzvah matzah. So if you no longer have a mitzvah matzah, if you're going to make a sandwich, it'll be forget. The matzah is going to cancel the morah, because the morah is now still chayv midrabbanan. Matzah, you no longer have a chiv at all, according to us, and therefore you're going to cancel the morah. So therefore, according to us, you have to have morah first with rabbanan. Now that they're both, you yotze both mitzvahs, so now, out of tradition, we will make a sandwich. According to Hillel b'zman hazeh, you would eat the matzah first, because that's mahatayda. Then you'd make a sandwich, because according to Hillel midrabbanan today, you still have to make a sandwich. There's no korban pesach, but midrabbanan, you have to eat matzah in your sandwich and morah, so they're both ampa. So according to that would be the chiluk between Hillel and us today. Whether today, after the matzah, do you make a sandwich straight away, or do you eat the morah separately, and then you make a sandwich? So what do? We eat the matzah first, then we eat the morah. And then v'ochel matzah v'chosav hadidali. Then we make a sandwich, eat the matzah mar together. B'loy brach v'ara bracha. Why? Zeichel migdash kehil. To remember what Hillel used to do in those days. Now, nowhere in the Gemara, nowhere in the Rishonim does it say that you actually have to say the words zeichel migdash kehil. Kein osa hil, like we say today. Nowhere. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure exactly even where it started. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha comes out against it, and he says that he believes it's a hefsik, and tzorichi in Godel, if you should do it at all. But apart from him, the Alter Rebbe, everyone else says that you have to say, and every Haggadah in the world that I have seen says clearly that you say Kein Osa Hillel. A couple of words might be different, but you have to say Kein Osa Hillel. But interesting, in the Gemara and Rishonim, it just says it is a zeichet what Hillel did, but not that you have to say it. Because remember, we want the brach of the matzah and the morah you made to also go on the sandwich. So we don't want you to talk between you studying the matzah until after the kedek. We don't want you to talk. In fact, we don't want you to talk at all until after the afikamen, because the afikamen bracha is also coming from the hamaitzi. We only talk about things that matter that relate to Pesach or the Suda.
Good luck with that one.
I know. Everything here is theory. Omer Rabbi Elazar, aspirations. Says Rabbi Elazar. Omer Rabbi Yishia. A new thing now. Kol shetibule b'mashke. Anything which you dip into mashke, any vegetable that you dip into mashke, tzarech netilas yadayim, you have to wash your hands. Now, why do you have to wash your hands? Is a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. And when it says that if you're washing for fruits, it's megase ruach. Is that's talking about if you're eating fruit straight? If you wash your hands like you wash for bread for fruits, sounds like you're really arrogant. But that's talking about eating the dry fruit. If you're eating a wet fruit, we have a problem. Machlekes Rishonim and Tosis. Most Rishonim learned it's just we extended the Isser of bread. Why do we wash for bread? It's as it says in the Gemara, we had a bracha srach truma. Because when it comes to truma, remember, truma only goes to a sheni normally by chulin. When it comes to truma, it goes one more generation a shlishi. We also have a rule that your dayim shnia, saying your hands are always busy, occupied. They might be touching things, and therefore they consider the chachamim labeled your hands to be a sheni l'tumah. So when it comes to chulin, it doesn't matter. If it touches truma, the truma will become pasul. So therefore, we have to wash our hands when it comes to truma. So for cause of that, and most trumas were bread with the grains. So therefore, we wash our hands for bread, and we decided to add peders to the list. We add peders to the list. But however, and furthermore, if you hand, so why only if it's wet? Because when we made another drabana that if your hands touches liquid, the liquid becomes, if not your hands, if a sheni, anything which passes truma, comes in contact with liquid, the liquid becomes a rishon l'tumah. So therefore, we say that wet fruit is just like bread, because now it's like a rishon l'tumah and srach truma. So according to this, halacha is, and according to many poskim, you have to wash your hands even today when you eat wet fruits. If you see, very seldom you'll see, but that people who wash their hands when they eat pickles or other things like that. Or they make sure they never touch it with the hand directly in the fork. But Tosis says it has nothing to do with bread. Tosis says that all it is that because he says you don't if it's so. He said the reason is simply that your hands are a sheni, and if your hands are a sheni. He's saying he has nothing to do with bread. It's not connected to bread, because if it is connected to bread, then you'll have to wash your hands today for wet fruit. You'll wash for bread. It's only that we want to make sure that you don't touch the mashkin, which make the mashkin a reason, and then you will become tummy. We're worried about you personally right now becoming tummy, because if you touch a wet fruit and your hands are shnius and the sheni touches the mashkin, the wet part becomes a reason, then the fruit, you eat the fruit, it will make you tummy, or you touch the liquid, it will make you tummy. And that's what we're worried about. So since today we're not worried about that kind of tumah at all, therefore today we don't have to wash our hands for fruit. So that's why today we're all lenient and we don't wash our hands, even though Shmuel said we're machmir, and that's why on Pesach we're more machmir than ordinarily, and we want one of the reasons why we wash our hands by rechatz before we eat karpas, because we're going to make it wet. Says the Gemara further, I'm going to publish, I'm going to say, hi chasa. Maybe we say that this chasa, this morah, this lettuce, sarich, why are we washing a second time? Because it's going to be wet. Now, why is the lettuce going to be wet? Because tzarich l'shkuye b'chareis, you have to sink it into the chareises, mishum kappa, because it has kappa. There's two ways of learning kappa. Kappa is either some kind of a, like a noxious, something, some kind of poisonous thing there that can have a very adverse effect, and the chareises draws it out. Or kappa can actually be a worm, but it's one of those worms that are inside the lettuce, never leaves, and if it never leaves, you'll not eat it. If you're going to say Lotzodeshkri, if you don't have to sink it in and immerse it totally in a charesis, why do you have to wash your hands? Even though, you know, if you, let's say, you're not touching anything wet. So what exactly is the problem? Maybe you don't have to sink, immerse your charesis, your mortar into charesis. And any kappa, the worm, or the poison that's in there is dies on its own, just from the fragrance that rises, the wine and the acid that wine from the charesha that goes up there and kills off that whatever that noxious ingredient there. Elalomel is nice. So why do you have to wash your hands? Why do you have to wash your hands? He says that dilma mishakule. We're worried that you might, even though you don't have to worry that you might sink it in. And therefore you're going to get wet, and therefore you have to wash your hands before chareises the second time. In fact, you should not leave it there too long. You put it in the chareises, you take it right out. Dilma agav chalia the tavli, because of the different spices that are in the chareises, it's going to cancel the bitterness of the mara. We want the mara to be bitter. Mara is not just to eat the mara. Mara, we want you to feel that your mara is chayim. We want you to feel that bitterness, and therefore, what do you call it? You shouldn't leave it in the chareisa too much. Some people actually shake off the chareisa completely. Says the Gemara, Adabra Rav Chizda, the Rav Anokva, Rav Chizda was walking together with Rav Anokva, with Dora, she dashed, not till Yodah Betibul. If you wash your hands in by Karpas, not till Yodah Betibul, you have to wash your hands again by Mora. Amru Rabbana came to Papa, repeated before the Papa, Haba Alma Itmar must be talking about generally, not by Pesach. These are that Hach Itmar. If we're talking about Pesach by the Seder, the Lomel is lying today. He said, why did you wash twice? Hamashal Yodah Chodah Zimna, you already wash your hands once by Karpas already. Tesis already says it doesn't really mean by the Seder you have to wash a second time, because you can remember the Mara you eat after the Matzah, and the Matzah you just washed. So the question is why. So he meant to say is, why do you even have to wash for the Matzah when you already wash for the Karpas? And therefore they're saying, when we wash for the Matzah, we're also having in mind the Mara. You're washing for two reasons. First of all, you're washing for the Matzah, even though we wash by Karpas already, we wash three times. And then, while you're washing for the matzah, have in mind that you're doing a tibul sheni for the mara, in case the mara gets wet. So you wash your hands for that as well. Generally, if you're eating vegetables, why do you have to, every time you get new vegetables that are wet, you have to wash your hands again? Why? You're careful, though. You don't get through, you don't make him show your hands, don't come tell me. So you tell me by the Seder, this is 19th, only one, you have to wash your hands twice by the Seder. How much later, you already wash your hands once. How many we say, because you have to say the entire Haggadah and Halal, the first half of Halal, before you get to the Shulchan Aruch. Dilma asuche aschiladaita, you might sort of forget for a moment. Venoga, you'll touch something, the part of your body that makes it tummy. Therefore, by the Seder, it's a little bit of a hefsek. And that is why, you know, on the one hand, that's the whole machlekes of the Bar Pri Hadamah of the Karpas, whether it also works for the Mara. If it's a hefsik when it comes to washing the hands, maybe it's also a hefsik for the Bar Pri Hadamah. And the only reason why we don't make a Bar Pri Hadamah by the Mara is not because we made a Bar Pri Hadamah by the Karpas, but because we just washed Bahamaitzi and it's part of the meal. Others say that Mara is not really part of the meal, it stands out, has its own union. And the only reason why we don't make Hadamah by Mara is because you already made Hadamah by Karpas. And because of this big argument, we make Hadam by Karpas, but you have to eat less than the Kazayas by the Karpas, so therefore you don't make a burden of Fashas. So the Hadam carries over, and Memon Hashach, we don't have to make Hadam by the Mor again. Amar Rava says Rava. bola matzah, if you swallow matzah, yotze you are yetzer. Why? Because the mitzvah is to eat and yet. Aba bola morer, if you swallowed morer, big machlek is a shining, what the next two words are. According to our gersa, which is most, is lo yotze. If you swallow morer, you're not yetzer, because you need to feel the taste of the bitterness, the harshness of that morer. But when you swallow it, what do you feel already? So in other words, it clears me that morer, when you eat it, you have to feel the taste and you have to feel the bitterness. And that's why everybody wonders why romaine lettuce is always number one on the list, and there's a whole pilpul, because it starts out, you know, soft or sweet and turns hard or it turns bitter. But that turning hard and turning bitter is if it stays in the ground longer. But we don't take it when it stays in the ground longer. So when we're eating it, we don't have that taste. We eat the romaine lettuce, you don't feel that taste of bitterness at all. And does you actually feel a little bit, but in your romaine lettuce, you don't feel it. And the Gemara seems to make a big deal out of here that it's important to feel the taste of the horseradish. What do you call it? As Rashbam says, be'inan tam morer v'leka, and the Torah makbid lemarer as piv shel oichel. I mean, look at the words of the Rashbam. The Torah was very makbid that they should embitter the mouth of the person who's eating it. Zeichel yamoros chayim. But when we eat romaine lettuce, we have to think that this really would have been bitter had it stayed in the ground longer. Very difficult to really understand how we eat, and that's number one on the list, by the way. Morer is number three. Chrein is number three. Morer number one is romaine lettuce. But anyway, the chazeres. Rashi's gish is bola morer yotze. You are yotze. Rashi's gish is that you are yotze because it's inevitable you're going to have a little bit of taste of the bitterness. Because the bitter, you're going to taste that as well. Anyway, what about bola matzah morer? You swallow them both in unison. Yidei matzah yotze yotze matzah. Because the fact is, you ate it. Abidei morer lo yotze. Morer, you're not yotze. Now, the morer in this case does not cancel out the matzah. We just learned a minute ago that morer cancels out the matzah. The reason why the morer does not cancel out the matzah is because you're swallowing it. When does morer cancel the matzah? You're chewing it or eating pieces. So then the taste of the morer cancels out the matzah. Here, you're not tasting the morer. You're just swallowing it. But korchon besiv, if you wrap it around with something around the palm trees, ubolni swallowed, afidei nami nami yotze. There's a hefsik between the matzah and your throat, you're not yotze. But if you wrap it around with food, then min b'mino is not chaytetz. Omer Rav Shimon Rashi said, matzah lifnei kol echav echad. Rav Shimon Rashi says that matzah should be placed before every single person. Morer lifnei kol echav echad. Every person should have their own morer. And charoisin lifnei kol echav echad. And charoisin for every person. The things that you need are vital to the seder, you should have in front of every person. The matzah, the morer. And he seems here the charoisin plays an important part, because even though we just dip it in the charoisin and then we shake it off. But charoisin is, as we said in our Mishnah, we paskin that it's a mitzvah, like a rabbi tzaddik, and therefore it's vital. But the ein oikin is a shulchan, the only one they removed the table from, in those days when each one had their own little table, elef nemisha emir agada, the one who says agada. He's the only one, so we can ask questions. And why is that? Because as the Rishonim say, he is the only one who actually says the Haggadah. And therefore, he's the one who's running it, and everybody else is just yetzer the Haggadah by listening to him. And we only need to make a hekka to make it, one is enough. And the Rishonim already say that today, we don't have this whole idea of taking away the table. So we push the Kaira a little bit away from the person who says the Haggadah. And put it on the side so people should ask questions. And interesting, the Rishonim say there were a number of people who said that every time you pick up the Kaira, you must remove from it the Zroya and the Beya, because otherwise it looks like you are doing Kachim. And other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? That's not how you do it. Nobody do Kachim. We just don't pick up the when it said Pesach, Zush, Anoich, and Shuma, we don't pick anything up there. We just point it if you want to, but that's it. We don't pick anything up. get back to Gemara. However, that's his opinion. Rav Huna says, no, that the only one who needs a Kaira is the one who says the Haggadah. You say that everyone should have their own matzah, their own mother, and their own Chareises, but the only one who has to have a Kaira is the Oymer Haggadah. No, everything. The only one who has to have a Kaira is the Oymer Haggadah. The Hilchas Sekir Avodah, Rav Huna. Now, if you learn the Gemara Pashtus, it seems clearly from here that the only one who needs to have a Kaira is the one who's running the Seder. However, everyone brings from Nachter Abishon Aruch where he says and gives the reason why only him, because he's the one who's doing it, and everyone else is Yaitzah Shemeya Ke'ena. But it seems, we read the Alter Rebbe clearly, carefully, it seems, but today that everyone says the Haggadah, we don't sit there, you know, for 2 hours and listen, everyone says the Haggadah themselves, then according to Alter Rebbe, it seems that everyone needs their own Kaira. Everyone who's over Bar Mitzvah should definitely have their own Kaira. And apart from that, as we'll see more in a minute, the matzah that you eat should be lechem oinim. One of the types we had before in the Flamet Hay, and over here we can have it now as well, is that lechem oinim means bread that you respond to, matzah that you respond to. And therefore everyone should be eating the achilas matzah from lechem oinim, and therefore if even they don't have a kaidah, there should be matzah somewhere in the middle of the table, open, that everyone is talking to. And that's the matzah they should use for achilas matzah and kaidah and afikamen. Okay, says him further. Where are we? Lama oikin hashulchan. So why taka do we remove the table right in the beginning, right after karpas? Amar v'rabiana kadesh yakira tanaikis v'yishlo. We want the kids to be engaged and they should ask questions. Abaya, we'll give an example. Abaya is very young. Abaya Yosef kamei the rabba. He sat by the seder by rabba because rabba was his foster father. Chazis up the komadli tocha mekamei. So they were taking the food away from the table. Amul wadayin lekachlin osu komakri. Like also, they didn't bring the food yet. Come on, they're already taking away the table away. Rabbi said, "Ah, patartan miloyme manishtana. You exempted us from saying manishtana." Big machlek is a shenim. Interesting machlek is in Taisa and Ashbam and everyone else. And other shame argue, some like Taisa and Ashbam. What does it mean when Rabbi said you exempted us from saying manishtana? So there's two opinions. One opinion is, Taisus learns that the structure of the Seder is very important. The only time we yotze the kid with the God for everything else, if we follow the order of the Seder, which means the kids need to ask the four questions of Manish Tana. It's not enough of everything else that they ask, they need to ask this. So what does it mean over here when he said you exempted us from Manish Tana? How? All he asked was, why did you take a table away? It's not one of the four questions. So Taisus learns, because you, and what we learned before, you give out nuts and you ask questions. The idea is, if you engage them and they can ask questions, eventually they'll ask the right questions. They'll get to the right questions, Manishtana. So Patartum learn Manishtana, now I know you're going to get there, you're going to ask all the questions, what's going on, which is perfect. However, the Rishbam doesn't learn that. The Rishbam says there's no structure that you have to have Manishtana. We just need you to ask. The Manishtana was made for kids who can't think for themselves. So if you can't ask any questions, you know what? Say Manishtana. But if you ask any question, I don't care what the question is, anything to do with the Seder, and I'm going to answer you, I was Yetzir Mitzvah Gad Vincha, and you did the right thing asking the questions. You don't need to ask Manishtana at all. And this question alone, why did you remove the Kaida or the little table there, that is already enough. We don't have to say Manishtana anymore.
Bottle, this shows what you said the other day. That in Cheder, Rabbi didn't learn anything about this before Pesach. The first time he saw it was at the Seder itself.
Exactly. Exactly, but the interesting machlek is whether you actually even have to say Manishtana, or that's just to make it easier for kids who can't think for themselves. So let them at least ask these questions, which is how the Rashbam learns. What Taisa says, no, we need to ask Dafka these four questions, as the Mishnah will say tomorrow, and therefore, this all these things that we're doing to pique the kids' information in curiosity is only to lead them to eventually ask these Manishtana. And anyway, further
would
on,
the,
sorry.
The Rebbe makes such a big deal about the Seder HaKushyas, you know, Dafka, which order it goes in, like the Rashbam, how would he faren for that? You know, if there makes no difference, these are just the standard format for kids who can't ask their own questions.
Exactly, but now that we made a standard format, we still have a question, why do we make it this order? We'll talk about it tomorrow in the Mishnah, when we get to the Mishnah tomorrow. Talking about it further. Let's learn to the Mishnah today. Talking about it further, Omar Shmuel Seshmuel. Lechem oini. We read it lechem oini, but actually it's written lechem oni, right, without a vav. Lechem. So, but because we read it lechem oini, so we say lechem she'oinin olav dvarim. Lechem that you answer things to it, and oinin is not just to say quietly. Oini means to respond. It has to be b'kol rom, as the Moreh Seita says. So it has to be. You say that God aloud. Tanya namar we learned. Lechem oini, lechem she'oinin olav dvarim habe. The matzah that we use by the Seder has to be matzah that we're talking to. And therefore, we have should have their own kaido, or at least we should have matzah in the middle of the table that everyone is talking to, exposed. And however, dovaracha lechem oni oniksiv. It's written oni like a poor man. Ma oni darke beprusa, just like a poor man eats broken avkan beprusa. Also, here is a prusa. And I told you earlier, a big machlek is showing him right here. Which one is the prusa? Is that the hamoitzi or is that the achilas matzah? And with the Rambam, the Rif hold, you only have two matzahs, Lech and Mishnah, and one of the matzahs are broken in half, because that's an oni. But we hold like the other Rishonim, like the Rosh and all the other Rishonim, we say, no, that is two matzahs, Lech and Mishnah, plus another one. So which one is the Hamaitzi and which is the Achilas matzah? So the main opinion is that the Hamaitzi is the Shleimus, because that's what you have every Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Achilas matzah, and is the broken one. Right, so the middle one is the Achilas matzah, top one is Hamaitzi, and you have to eat the Hamaitzi first, so you have to have the Kazayis from the top for the Hamaitzi, and the Kazayis in the middle one for the Achilas matzah. But because there's another opinion, it's Fakert, that the Achilas matzah is the Shleimer, but the Hamaitzi Lechemish, the Madaika Shalom Beprusa, has to be the broken one, because that's what a poor person eats. So then the Hamaitzi is the middle one, and the Achilas matzah is the top one. So we need a Kazayis of each one, and ideally, you should both kazayis at the same time. There shouldn't be a hefsik between the Hamaitzi, the Achilas matzah, and when you start eating the Prusa of Achilas matzah. But if you have no breda, then you can eat the top one first, the kazayis, and the middle one as it goes. Tesis has a whole interesting discussion here whether Bechal you have Lechem Mishnah Yom Tov. We took it for granted that you need two whole matzahs because of Yom Tov. Tesis says, why would you need Lechem Mishnah Yom Tov? Only because the man did not come down on Yom Tov, he had Lechem Mishnah. But he says it's not so simple because in his Medrash says that when you say the, you know, Atta Kiddashta, it says towards the end of our Kiddashta, it says, Uverachta Mikol Yom Kiddashta Mikol Azmanim. And you made Shabbos different than Kol Azman and all of the Yom Tovim. And the Medrash says, how is it different? Because on Shabbos there was no man, all Yom Tovim there was a man. So if there wasn't one, you don't have to have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. So why do you have to have three matzahs? So obviously, we who have three matzahs clearly hold that the man did not come. I mean, in fact, we have Lechem Mishnah as well, because we follow the opinion that says the man did not come down on Yom Tov. Anyway, the whole discussion is right here on this thesis. We'll also have in Be'ed of Be'ez on the Be'ez on the bottom. Okay, back to the Gemara. Davaracha, third pshat. What's Lechemaini? Ma darka shel oni hu masig v'ishto eifer. He heats up the oven, brings the firewood, and the woman bakes. Avkanami, over here also, who masig the ishta eifer, and by a poor person, they do it very quickly because the fire can, you know, how much wood do you already have? And if you don't put the whatever into the oven straight away, it'll burn out. So by matzah also, we want you to work very quickly. You should put the matzah into the oven so that it doesn't turn into chametz. That's what lechemoini is. Behave like poor people. Avapish ain't chareis a mitzvah. Chareis is not a mitzvah. So two opinions. Is the chareis there to remove the kappa, which we're not worried today, or is it a mitzvah to remember something? If it's not a mitzvah, first of all, the Tanakhama says it's not a mitzvah, you still have chareises. So what's the point of chareises? Like we learned before already, because of this kappa. Worm, but the Rashbam, the Rashi and Rashbam say it's not a worm, it's kind of some kind of noxious sap or something inside the chazeres. If you ate this lettuce and you're worried about the kappa, is chama. You know what the best thing is? The antidote is eat radish. Kappa the chama. There's one opinion of Shlomo Kluger holds that you can eat a murr with radish as well. And everyone else disagrees. They say radishes are sharp, not bitter. And sharp and bitter are two different things. In fact, that's where one of the opinions is. When it comes to murr, you should actually grind it, take the cover off, and let all the strength of it dissipate, because that strength is not bitterness, that strength is sharpness. And when that dissipates and you eat the chrein, you actually feel the bitterness. Otherwise, when you eat it normally, you don't really feel the bitterness, you feel the sharpness. So that's one school of thought, which we don't follow, but that's one school of thought. Kappa de chama karsi. If you ate the radishes and there's the kappa there, then you eat leek, and that takes care of it. Kappa de karsi chamima. And if you ate a leek and you have worried about the kappa, then eat a hot cup of tea. Drink a hot cup of tea or hot coffee, takes care of it. In fact, kappa de kula chamimi, a hot tea or a hot coffee, takes care of everything. That's why you have, at the end of the meal, you have a hot tea or a hot coffee. Ad hochi, yiga hochi, the meanwhile, name a hochi. Say the following chant or incantation. I have no idea what this means, but this is what you say. Kappa, da kinelach, I remember where you come from. V'lishev ben asaych, I remember your seven daughters. U'latam nekalosach, and your eight daughters-in-law. Okay, no idea what that means. But that, by saying that, it sounds more that it's talking about a worm, some living creature, rather than the Rashi and the Rashbam who learned there's just some kind of an acid or something that's dangerous. Like the Rabbeinu Chananel says, kappa is a talas, a worm. Rabbi Lezer Tzaddik said, he holds a mitzvah, my mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah charesa? What are we trying to remember? Okay, martyrs by martyrs chayim, they embittered their lives. What's the charesa coming to remember? Rabbi Levi says, zeichel tapuach. You put an apple in there to remind us of the apple tree, because the women, when they were about to give birth, they used to go underneath the apple tree. They had good shade there, so the mitzrim didn't see them, and that's where they gave birth, and very calmly, there was no labor pains, nothing. Rabbi Yechon amar zeichel etit, to remember the cement. Now, the apple is the acid part, and the cement is the thick part, like the nuts you put in other things. Amar Abaye says, therefore, this is what you have to do. Tzadik l'kuhuye, the tzadik l'smuche. In fact, you have to be following the order the Gemara says, Zechet Tepuach. So you have to have that acid in there, which is apples and wine, and you have to make it thick as well. The other things you put in, the Teshuva says, they put in anything which the Jews are resemble. Pomegranates, he says. He doesn't bring pears here, even though it says that Evan is apple, bar, nis. Pomegranates, almonds, Teshuva brings here, and he brings dates, figs, any fruit that the Eden are compared to, you put it in and you make it thicker. L'kuye, why do you have to have that acidy thing there? Zeichet Tepuach, remember the apple tree. The tzadik l'smuche, but you have to make it thick. Zeichet Tit, to remember the cement. And therefore the Yishalmi says, and Tesev brings it down here, the Yishalmi says, first you make the charesis thick, and then later you add in the wine to give that acidy taste. So it says here in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that you make it thick in the beginning by the kaida, but you don't add the wine until you're ready to eat the maror. So that during the entire Kaida, when you're saying the Haggadah, it's Zeche Letit, and when you're eating it, it'll be Zeche to the Tapuach and what do you call it, the acidy part. So Tanya Kosh Abyechel and Tavlin, you also add in there like these different spices, is Zeche Letem, to remember these spices, which are like ginger and cinnamon. You add it in to remember the straw, because they're like the strands. Chareis is echatin. Chareis itself, the mortar, is reminders of the cement. Amar b'Yom Tzadik Kachor Emim. This was the tag of Chareis Yisrael. Those who used to sell through the windows, open big windows in Yerushalayim. Boyu v'tlu lechem tavlin l'mitzvah. Why don't you come and take these vegetables, these spices, for the mitzvah of Chareis? Okay, we'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.